Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Regulars at a popular Cambridge pub who it could be demolished if plans for a new office block go ahead. The Flying Pig has been on the Hills Road site since the 1840s. Nick Bowerclough has written a book on the history of the pig and he's here now. Good morning, Nick. Morning. Thank you for coming in. Let's go back to the 1840s, if we can, just about anyway. It wasn't the Flying Pig at that point.
No, it was built when the railway came to Cambridge, when they built the railway station out in a field as it was then. The university saying, put that thing as far away from here as possible so the students can't easily get to London and enjoy themselves. So to cater for that, a couple of pubs were built, a couple of inns, coaching inns, were built for the passengers. But one pub was built expressly for the workers on the railway, and that was the Engineer, as it was originally known. So it was a railway workers' ale house, really, built in the 1840s along with the station, the Engineer.
Hmm. How long has it been the Flying Pig, and the Flying Pig as we know it, shall we say?
For a bit over 20 years. In the early 90s, the Crown, as it was, when Radio Cambridgeshire was based round the back of it, where I worked for a good few years, it was the Crown then, and it was a comfortable sort of chintzy, not particularly interesting workaday pub. And then
still are some presenter cards. If you go in look behind
right.
the bar, there may even be one of you there, but
sure,
certainly some names people will remember.
I've got one of those old yellow cards with a sunburst on it of myself. I must take it over. I'm sure they'd love to put it up. Sean Peel's up there still, looking a bit tattered, but then he is. But so it was the Crown, and then a guy called Mick Clelford, who ran the pub in North London, heard about the fact that the licence was coming up, or the pub was coming up, so he was told, you ought to go for this. He thought, I can change it. So he took it over, took the carpets out, painted the walls dark, had floorboards, put candles in bottles, just changed the whole feel of the pub, put posters all over the walls and the ceiling, and all of a sudden it was a really fun pub. And he named it after himself because he flew aircraft, little light aircraft, and his nickname was Mick the Pig, so he called it the Flying Pig after himself. He created it in his own image. And if you look at the pub now, over the front door, there's a sort of portico, and there's a propeller blade, which has the wingtips bent round on themselves, because it's something he flew into the ground at one point, nearly killed himself.
And lived to tell the tale.
And lived to tell the tale. And it's still, over the top of it, is this bent propeller, alongside a few pigs, of course.
Now, the developers, Pace Investments, they're holding this event tonight. I think they're also doing one on Saturday at Betjeman House. They're not too far away on the Hills Road. They've been in the wings for some time, haven't they?
Well, they built the big curved building that looks down Regent Street towards the city centre. That huge building
there
by the War Memorial.
Yeah.
They built that, and they own the whole plot going right back, including Betjeman House, which, as I say, was Radio Cambridgeshire, is now offices. Before that was the Heffers Printing Works. Mm. But all that they want to go, and the whole, it's a huge area. And there's the little old Flying Pig sitting right in the middle of it, looking very, very vulnerable indeed.
And the oldest building within that section, I would have thought.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
there was an older
distance.
One next door. The Osborne Arms used to stand next door.
Was that the one which was mysteriously knocked down overnight one bank holiday?
Strangely enough, early on a bank holiday morning, yes. They got retrospective permission for it. Anyway, moving on. It kind of makes you feel slightly more worried about... But that was older. The Osborne was older than the Flying Pig.
Right.
Anyway, that's gone. No, but certainly the Flying Pig is the oldest building in the area.
So they're the owners then who...
They own the whole thing.
Justine and Matt. They're ultimately the owners of the plot in which they run their pub.
No, they are licensees and they rent the building.
Right.
From the developers.
They've been aware, clearly, for some time. I think on our news we said 2008 that planning permission was originally granted, and it seems to be simply that Pace have decided now that now is the time that they want to do something. It's one of these stories that keeps coming back at you every couple of years.
London finance moves in a mysterious way, and who knows what's been going on. They have to get finance to do what they want to do, to work up the plans they want to do. Who knows why it's taken as long as it's taken? But in the meantime, well, over the last 20 years, the pub has built up this extraordinary reputation. And it's not like talking about some little backstreet pub that people sort of vaguely aware of and get a few locals going in. It's a landmark in Cambridge, where people who drive in every day and go past this pretty little pub on Station Road corner. There isn't a night of the week it isn't busy. Mm. You expect places to be deserted Sundays, Mondays. Well, it isn't. Not just music nights. They have music 3 or 4 nights a week. But non-music nights, it's also busy. And nights like tonight will be, the yard out the back will be packed.
Because there are some musicians who I think are going along to Betjeman House, and then presumably they're coming along to the Pig afterwards.
Oh, there'll be
they?
All sorts going on, I right. think. Yes. Yes, absolutely. I mean, the planners, you know, they own it. Places get developed. Cambridge, I'm not sure how many people wander up and down the streets of Cambridge saying, what we really need is some more offices. But presumably there is a need for more. I mean, the Station Road has gone mad over the last few years. The office blocks that have gone up there. There's the new one that's going up right on the corner by the station. That block's going up, but they want more. Okay, there's a big bit of space there. Do they not have someone in between the developers and the planners must be able to show a little bit of humanity and say, look, we can work round this.
But the developers are saying, though, they'll include a pub as part of a part of the new plans. I think they're talking a few shops and things as well underneath. You know, what's wrong with that? The pub isn't just a fabric. It's about the people who are in there, surely.
Yeah, but we all know, actually, it is that really we want to go and we want to feel. People walk in. I spoke to somebody who'd interviewed me yesterday in the pub. She hadn't been there before. She's new to Cambridge. And she just walked in and went, oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it now. You know. And that's what everybody does. And it's not a hipster, designer, trendy pub in any way at all. It's an established pub that has grown organically over the years into the atmosphere it has now. There's a little, I'm seeing a little bit of a chink of light from the developers, because they're talking about what they're offering, as you say, is to move Justine and Matt and their family. They all live in the place. Their two daughters, they live upstairs. To move them into a building adjacent Ortona House, which I think is ultimately for the... I don't know what's going to happen to that ultimately. To move them into there, make a sort of pub temporarily in there, and then move them back into, as you say, a purpose-built underground bar and another bar somewhere else. Well, it just isn't going to work. You can call it the Flying Pig.
But it can be done. I think of the Petersfield on Sturton Street, and I know it was a pub years and years ago. I think the White Hart before it turned into a restaurant. And that's the kind of pub where clearly somebody has gone along with a clipboard and says, we'll have this, we'll have this, we'll have this. But it seems to work there. So why can't that work with some of the furnishings of the Flying Pig and indeed this wonderful atmosphere? Yeah. Why can't that be transferred into a new place which can have a few little improvements here and there?
The Petersfield is a good example because it isn't actually that different from the way it was. It's still got pretty much the same feel as it had when it was the Backstreet Bistro, I think, wasn't it, before? So it's still a very similar building, a similar atmosphere. You can't replace an 1840s building, which looks like an 1840s, with little bay windows at the front and wooden floors that are uneven and sound great when you stick a double bass spike into the floor and the whole room reverberates when you play the... You can't recreate
What's it like to play there? Because you have the musician side of things too. It's
fabulous to play. It's the best gig in Cambridge, without any doubt at all. You have to play in the bay window. They clear the tables and chairs out of one bay window and you go in that corner. And I've known Justine say, I'd go in and say, oh, is it looks a bit quiet tonight. She said, yes, I do hope it is, because they like to have not too many people in so they can concentrate on the music. Whereas other pubs you play in, they just want you there to get people in.
And then people ignore you by chitter-chattering all the time in the background.
Yeah. And they only have, of course I would say this, but they only have the best. No, they have very, very good musicians. You can guarantee when you go in there, when they've got a band booked, it's going to be a good one. But the developers are saying, have actually said, look, we could... I've got a note of it here. They said, look, we could work round it, but it would be really difficult. And it hasn't fallen. It's in my phone here, but a christening I'm going to instead, which I'm sure you won't be interested in.
Well, it might be an interesting one. I don't know who's
they're saying, but if we did keep it and build round it, you'd have to move out anyway and go and be in the pub next door, and then it would just die anyway. Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. I don't see why they'd have to move out for a start, unless the bulldozers went in the wrong direction again. What happened to Spillers happened, but they're saying, they're not saying it's impossible, and that's what everybody is pinning their hopes on.
Well, we shall see. There's this public consultation where you can see plans for the scheme. It's going to be at Betjeman House, 104 Hills Road, if you need the number, just behind the pig. It's tonight at 5 o'clock, and then again, if you're not able to get along this evening, Saturday, June 29th, so this coming Saturday, at 10 a.m. Nick, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
I would also recommend to people the book, A Disorderly House, which Nick was very good enough to pop through my letterbox last night, and it is certainly well worth a read as well. Nick Bauclough, thank you very much.
Cambridge 105 Radio.